This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast.
Welcome to Day 16 of RPG A Day, with your usual hosts, Matt and Dave. So, Matthew, what do we have lined up for today?
Right, well, we're continuing on with the week of describing. So this one is, describe your plans for your next game.
Now, what do they mean by next game? Do they mean the next game I'm actually going to run? Or do they mean the kind of the next big game that I want to play?
Well, there's all sorts of ways of doing this, isn't it? As I mentioned yesterday, I'm planning to play in that playtest of The Expanse next week on Wednesday, and I'm not playing anything in between now and then. So that's what I was going to talk about. But we could also be talking about what is the next big campaign we're going to launch or something like that.
Okay, well, talk about The Expanse first. Let's... Seeing
let's
we ended,
co- yeah, let's start
we ended yesterday on The Expanse, so let's start today on The Expanse.
A few weeks ago, when we started this, we actually mentioned The Expanse, didn't we? When we were saying, I think it was day two, what's the first thing you look for in an RPG? And you said you wanted, you know, really...
Substance.
Mechanics that evoked the story rather than simply a license with some pictures from a TV show on top of a pretty standard system. And we challenged the guys at Green Ronin because they're using their age system, which was originally created for Dragon Age.
I'm just going to call you up on something. Is it Green Ronin or is it Green
Ronin?
Well,
I've heard the bloke who runs it, Chris Kramer, talking about it.
You sound a bit daft calling it Green Ronin.
Well, I think that's why he's got it. That's why he's green, because he's rhyming with Ronin.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But you and I... talk about Ronin as Ronin. But I've heard Chris Pramus call it Green Ronin, so I'm kind of doing what he does.
But I just heard you say that a few times over the last few days, and I let it go, and I thought, no more. I'm gonna call you up on that one.
Right. So Green Ronin or Green Ronin, however you care to pronounce it, have got this system which are trying to make their generic, or not their generic system, but their house system, as it were.
Yeah.
Which is AGE. I think it's called Adventure Game Engine. And I was saying, well, you know, how are they going to adapt that to the system?
Yeah.
After that conversation, one of my gaming chums at the friendly local gaming store said that he wanted to run it. And actually, we had planned to run it last night, but we didn't get to do that. So we're going to run it next Wednesday.
Cool.
And he's already told me a little bit about how the system has been adapted. Have you seen The Expanse on TV?
I have seen a bit of it. I watched the first episode, and unfortunately, there's one of the actors in it is someone who I've seen in some really shit stuff before, and it put me off. I couldn't watch him. I should get past that and watch it properly, but no. So I watched the first episode, and
have I made you watch the space battle? Because that space battle did the rounds on.
I did.
YouTube.
I watched that on YouTube as because quite a lot of people on G Plus were saying this is a Coriolis space battle. So that was really good. But
well, I challenged Tom, who's going to be running the game for me next week, on this issue that we were talking about back on day two, and said, you know, how is it adapted to the Expanse, the feel of the Expanse?
Yeah.
And one of the things he said, and I know and we're going to run over time here, but it's kind of interesting. He said that the hit point system isn't quite simply a resource of hit points. It's more like a resource of luck. So you decide how many points you want to spend to avoid getting hit. And
right,
at some point you run out of luck. And if you do, and if you haven't spent enough, then you might get hit. And the hits are pretty serious when they happen.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that scene in that battle scene where, you know, they shoot off some plasma bullets or whatever they are. And they go right through the ship. And everybody's kind of going, you know, monitors have been shattered and you can see they've just avoided the guys in the spacesuits.
Yeah.
But they would have gone right through the guy in the spacesuit as well if they'd hit. So it does seem to me they're adapting that system in that way So I'm kind of interested to see how it runs.
Is that luck thing then part of the age system originally, or is that new for the Expanse approach?
Well, I've only played Dragon Age, but right. there was a pretty standard hit point system, fantasy right. hit point okay. system in that.
I quite like that, actually. I think, because I had a quick look through the quick start PDF. Obviously, it was just a skim, so I didn't really get a real sense for it. But there was nothing in there when I skimmed it that really grabbed me. But that I like that idea. That idea is quite cool.
Yeah, and there's another thing. So in the generic system, there's a kind of stunt die. You roll 3d6. Yes. One of them is a different colour. The score you get on that might you know, say that you can do crazy stuff. I think the stuff you can do with a 6 on that is a lot less crazy in this system than it is in the fantasy system.
Yeah, okay. There we go. I didn't get to say anything on that one.
Well, I'm sorry, I talked too much.
You just don't shut up.
Shall we extend it a bit more? What's your next game? Just out of interest.
Well, I was going to say, I'm quite looking forward to playing Western and running Western.
Oh, yes.
We've talked about it before, but I remember back in the day, probably in the last 10 years, maybe 10 years ago, doing a homebrew Western game that I ran a couple of scenarios with you guys, which, again, it was just my desire to try and get a really good Western game going. Then Jamie, our friend Jamie, obviously ran Aces and Eights and other stuff, and the book had a bit of a supernatural feel to it. But I'm really looking forward to doing a kind of Deadwood approach.
Yes.
And looking forward to getting Western and running it with that. So that's my kind of look ahead.
Well, funny enough, that was going to be one of my ambitions for the next 12 months. But let me just ask you, as GM to GM and player to player here, who do you want to run Western? Do you want to run Western and me to play in it, or would you want me to run Western and you to play in it?
I was thinking,
given that we've both got the rule book,
I would run it, but I'm easily persuaded. So I guess the other thing I was going to mention is that I've already got my Simbarim campaign running, which I'm quite keen to keep going. I want to run stroke play Forbidden Lands when that comes out. So I mean, we've got a, what was the phrase you used when I didn't make quite enough food? A elegant sufficiency of games.
So we've got far more than an elegant sufficiency of game, haven't we? That's one of the challenges. Indeed. Funny enough, only this morning I cancelled a Kickstarter pledge I was going to make because I thought, frankly,
I got too many.
I'm not going to play this game. Yeah. I'm not going to have, you know, a chance to play this game. So
right. We better finish up, Matt, on that note.
Yeah, this is a long one, isn't it?
This is a long one. Otherwise, we'll be here for another hour, and that'll be just like a proper episode of Coriolis Effect. Anyway, all right then, guys.
See ya.
See you tomorrow.
This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.